Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld. We have an amazing program tonight with a truly miraculous healer, Kimberly Meredith. We'll be right back after this. That was Satnam Kaur, By Thy Grace. That's one of your favorite songs, isn't it?
It is. I love her. She's an amazing artist.
And you play that during your sessions.
I do. I like to play it.
I'm talking here to my interviewee, Kimberly Meredith, and now here's the interview. This is New Realities, and this program is sponsored by Portal to Ascension. Look up Portal to Ascension on Facebook or portaltoascension.org. And now, the lovely, the very talented Kimberly Meredith. Thank you, Kimberly, for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
It's always great to work with you. And I want to say, Kimberly is coming to New York City. If you're in the area, she is doing a special evening course called Miraculous Healings, Accessing Your 12th Dimensional Abilities. What exactly are you going to be doing in New York? That's March 21st, 2018. What will you be doing?
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited about coming to New York. Mm-hmm. My second time coming out, and we'll be at the Bhakti Center. And I'll be channeling many ascending masters coming through. And what actually happens is that I will be going out and to the audience and
putting your hands on people.
Yeah, they will go out and come through my body, the angels, and sometimes they will speak in angel language and find the people they want to bring onto the table and show the abilities of scanning. Mm-hmm. When I scan the body with my hands and eyes and proclaiming what is going on in their body, and then they'll do the healing. This is the first part of the event,
yes,
of the evening. Mm-hmm. And then we will proclaim the accuracy of what the guides are finding. And then if you are willing to be healed, I'm often called a psychic surgeon. I do surgical hands-on healing. And then we'll go into the body and do a healing.
Yes, Kimberly truly has phenomenal talents. And this will be March 24th, 2018 at the Bhakti Center in New York. You can email me for more details. That's newrealities@earthlink.net. And this is, we're also calling this a 12th dimensional. Yes, go ahead. Why are we calling this a 12th dimensional ability accessing?
Because the second part of this amazing group journey class workshop I'm channeling is that everybody in the room will be witnessing the first part of the healing, what's going on. And then the second part is that everyone in the room is going to have their chakras awakened. I'll be also teaching about how we live in a multidimensional world, how we're multidimensional beings, how we can survive in this third dimension and move our bodies into accepting the God awareness in the 12th dimension. And I will be awakening and helping you awaken your chakras. Mm. And we'll be helping each other move into this feeling in the room, in this dimension, in the consciousness, and laying hands.
Well, this is what's so amazing about Kimberly's work. She is not just a healer. She goes deep into the body. She diagnoses with her eyes. They blink in certain patterns, left and right eye. She can tell what's in the body, and then she goes in and brings in, you call it the Holy Spirit. Why do you call it the Holy Spirit?
Well, the Holy Spirit often has a name for being religious, which I don't, they blink no. So my right eye is no, the left eye is yes. And that goes even when scanning people. The left eye means everything is cool in your body. The right eye means nope, there's something going on. So same thing for when I'm channeling information. The Holy One, the Holy Spirit, is one with God, the energy of our Creator, the love. So connecting to that all with one is beautiful, is love. And so when we say the 12th dimension, that is the same thing. The Holy One, the Creator, the God, all of one, encompassing our body, world peace, love. So when we have that divine energy, the male, the masculine, feminine, God, then that whole awakening embraces you. It's sort of like when people say, well, I've had a Kundalini awakening. That is the same thing as, for me, is saying the Holy Spirit, the Holy One.
Mm. So we've talked, Kimberly's been on the show, of course, before, but we talked about how these abilities came about. Do you want to give just a brief for people who may be new to you? How, because you didn't always have, or maybe you did always have them, but they came back to you. So talk about that process.
Sure. I do remember having my eyes were is blinking very young.
But can I just ask, your eyes blinking, this is not you blinking your eyes. This is like another higher energy blinking your eyes?
Of course. So when I was really small, they were like maybe at 3 months old, 2 months old. My grandfather and my grandmother and my mom commented that I was consistently blinking my eyes. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, naturally blinking, like when, you know, someone like had a stutter or something. I guess it was blinking a lot. Mm-hmm. And I had abilities when I was very young of healing animals that were sick. And I had natural abilities, healing abilities at a very young age. And so I thought it was a tick happening or something abnormal happening.
You couldn't control it, huh?
No, never could control it. Just like right now, I can't control the blinking happening.
Your eyes are blinking, yes.
So it was channeling then, and I didn't know it. And it bothered my mother. She did not like it. And so they thought something was wrong with me. So it was, I pushed it away as a child, and I stopped myself from blinking at eight years old. And other things I stopped myself from doing too, I could, you know.
Like what?
Well, I saw, you know, I had a lot of different paranormal abilities. I would see flashes like ghosts moving, paranormal things moving. I would pretend I didn't see the door shifting. Lots of things were going on when I was young that I just pretended I didn't notice.
Right.
And then I had a career as a nurse, and I had things happen that were very unusual then. People would wake up out of a coma, when I would just hold their hands or warm them with a blanket when the doctor would say, how did that happen? You know, so different things were going on. And then up until 2012, I got hit by a car.
In 2012, you got hit by a car?
Yes.
Okay.
In 2012, my life completely shifted to where I'm at right now.
Mm.
I had a near-death experience.
I see. What, after getting hit by the car?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you completely changed.
Absolutely. And after that, I became, in short, a full-blown channeler.
And healer.
Channel, healer, and trans-channel surgical hands-on healer. And the blinking came back from when I was a little girl. And this is where I'm at right now.
But now you knew why you were blinking. That's the difference.
Communicating with our Holy One, God.
And the angels, right?
Absolutely. I speak in angel language, and they communicate through me, and they are telling me they are here for us. The other side is here for us, and other civilizations are here for us.
Oh, let's get into this, because on BBS, they like to talk about angels, extraterrestrials, particular. When you say other civilizations, who are they being channeled through you, these extraterrestrials?
Well, through me, we don't channel through. When we channel, they are on the outside channeling off our brains.
Mm-hmm.
So when we channel, that's a really a misconception. They don't go through our bodies. They bounce off of our brain activity. But yes, they are bouncing off my brain activity.
Right. We're going to talk a little bit about the extraterrestrial, but we're also going to do a healing demonstration coming up with a phone call. This is not live, so we have a friend of mine calling in during this interview, and Kimberly's going to scan her. But let's talk about the extraterrestrials a little bit, because I've never really heard you talk that much about it. Who are they, and what do they have to tell us?
Who are they? I mean, they're blinking. You could ask another question about who they are.
Are they physical beings, or are they higher dimensional beings?
They're higher dimensional beings.
Are they from another star system, though?
They're saying yes.
Okay. Are they here all the time, or only here, like, through you?
I'd say they're here.
Just yes or no. Are they here all the time?
Yes.
They are. But are you a particular messenger for them, or are there other people in communication with them?
No, I'm not the only one. There's other people.
Do you know where they're from? Not that it matters.
Yeah. They're blinking. Ask more specific questions.
They're blinking. Are they Pleiadian?
That are here right now?
Yeah, with you. Working through you.
Working through me.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Working through me, they're saying, I don't know if they're working. You have to ask more specifically.
Are they here to assist you in the healing work that you're doing?
They're blinking, yes.
Do they assist you in the healing? So it's the ETs and the angelic orders that are assisting you.
Well, and they're also blinking the energy of God.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that they're connected to the energy of God.
The aliens are connected
to
the energy
of
God.
They are.
These particular groups.
They are.
They are.
The second question you asked, they blinked to negative.
What was the second question?
I don't know.
Question?
You have to go back on it. They're very advanced.
So
when you ask two questions at the same time, they'll blink yes and they'll blink no.
Oh, I get it.
Go ahead.
I get it. No, I'll ask those questions.
But the Pleiadians are connected to God energy.
Are there other groups that connected to you besides the Pleiadians?
Yes.
Are they Sirian?
They're blinking yes.
Arcturian?
I'm getting a no.
Okay. So is there a message, though, from that? Can you just let yourself open up as a channel and start talking as if they're talking through you?
Yes, absolutely. They're saying that they want to move forward. Mm-hmm. They want us to move forward as a civilization. And they want us to accept the energy of light.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just keep blinking over and over again. Mm-hmm. God, God, God.
Are they 12th dimensional beings? They're saying yes, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're God.
God.
Mm-hmm. So is there something?
They're higher beings, yes.
They're higher than the 12th dimension.
That is all. It's just.
Oh, the 12th dimension are all the dimensions.
Yeah.
I see. So they're using you as a vehicle for healing and life.
We don't use our brain,
mm-hmm.
our activities of our it's like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using our brains, our capacity, our level of our brains as much as we can. We're relying on artificial intelligence. We're relying ourselves on all these other things to make our world work. I mean, it's like it's almost like they're laughing.
Mm-hmm. We're relying on our iPhones and ridiculous things.
And,
like
and
that.
Instead of working our capacities to embrace
the
why.
So we could use our brains in ways that we think we can only use with our technology, I think is what you're saying.
Right.
So if we knew how to really use our brains, we wouldn't need all these gadgets in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're telling us? Is that what they're hearing?
That's what I'm getting, yes.
So we could instantly...
The way I can see through people's bodies and scan them and... the way that pressing on tumors dissolve, the way I do fastly,
mm-hmm.
and the way some people are telepathic,
mm-hmm.
and the way some people can do these things is exactly the way they're so advanced and the way they that some people can have an awakening in their third eyes and awakening in their bodies. This is all energy that's connected to the Holy One, and they're connected like this too.
So they are connected, and they want us to connect. Is that it? Is that—
Absolutely. And nobody should judge anybody, and nobody should, not live in fear of them. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be in fear of others, and we should love everybody the same, and everybody should be equal.
Can you see these entities, these beings?
I can see some of them,
yes. You can? What do they look like? Can you describe them? I mean, just a little bit, so people get a sense of this a little bit.
Well, they're not like the pictures we're seeing.
They're not.
No.
What are they light? Are they, what do they look like? It's a case. I'm only asking because maybe someone will see one and not know what it is, but then of course I guess they get the feeling.
I'd rather not say right now.
You don't want to say what they are?
No.
Okay, because you don't want people to freak out or...
Yeah, I just would rather not say right now what they are like or what they look like, but it's nothing that you would ever imagine.
What's their relationship to the angelic order, though? That's the interesting thing. How are the ETs and the angels?
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
How do they fit together, the angels
and
the ETs?
They are fitting together beautifully, and they're going to mesh together even more beautifully. And there's no fear. I mean, the fear has got to leave.
Right, I get that. But the angels aren't ETs, and the ETs aren't angels, but
they're giving me a negative blink on that.
They are angels, you're saying.
Some of them are, yes.
Some ETs are...
They've been fallen angels.
Some ETs are fallen angels.
Absolutely.
What does that mean, fallen angels? Like Lucifer?
Yes.
But he's...
Some of them... Well, they're not Lucifer, but some of them were fallen angels.
And they've now... Going back to the Godhead. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're... Some of these angelic realms are... So they're... But they're also embodied as... Entities, ETs, right?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
No.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So that's the part I want to clear up, how the angels and the ETs were connected.
Right.
But anyway, both forces are working through you.
And angels are gorgeous. I mean, they're here to protect us, and some ETs are here to protect us.
I'm sure they are. But there are some not so nice ETs, right?
Right.
And
there's some not so nice humans.
That's true. We've all met some.
And there's
of
some beautiful humans.
There certainly are.
So we have a lot to learn from both.
Right. So you open yourself up and allow these forces to work through you, although it doesn't
only
seem like you have a
choice. Only the highest and the most glorious, highest, holiest of people.
So
and both.
So, like, in this workshop, you'll be doing the 12th Dimensional Access in New York City and all the ones. Kimberly's also going to be at the expo in San Mateo the end of April. But, so, you're and I've seen her do this. She's in front of an audience, and you're sort of in a trance-like state. And then what happens? Are they then moving you to people in the audience to do the healing?
Yeah, and I often do lots of prayers to our glorious Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Mary is very, very close to me, the Immaculate Mother Mary. I do anointing oil and prayers and holy water on everybody. I pray on jewelry, very, very precious and honoring of our beautiful Immaculate Mother Mary. And we do a whole ceremony at the end of this beautiful workshop.
Will you embody Mother Mary? Would you say that?
Absolutely. I've been doing that since the beginning of my awakening. And so we do this at the end of the ceremony. So it's quite an event. We're really on a 12-dimensional ride. Yes.
So you let Mary come through you.
I do. And it's very apparent when you're in the room that she is there. I use anointing oil with rose water, and it's really beautiful.
So everyone who comes to the event at the Bhakti Center in New York on March 24th will be able to have that experience of being in that presence and also have Kimberly work on you or send you energy or access you to the 12th dimension. It's always very exciting. But I want to know your specifics. Like, so you're in front of the room, and then are you just guided? Are you in an altered state? Where is your mind?
It is unbelievable amount of energy that comes through me. It's like superpower. Mm-hmm. It is like, I can't even explain it to you. My eyes are blinking. It tells me where they want me to go. It's like, I'm like a mad dog going after someone that's, they just tell me exactly who has cancer, exactly who they want to take on. And then it's just an amazing amount of energy that I'm putting into the person to heal. And then everyone in the room usually is feeling the same amount of energy going through body. And then I get a lot of emails the next day feeling they've been awakened, their third eye is feeling buzzed, their aura is moving forward. And it's just an embodiment of power. And when tumors are being dissolved or I'm doing a surgical healing, it's just, I feel like I could fly.
Mm. And you heal definitely major, major illnesses.
Yeah. Mostly they want to go after the guides, people with major, major sicknesses and illnesses.
Of course, you can find out a lot more about this at Kimberly's website, yes. thehealingtrilogy.com. We'll have more about that towards the end. So you are standing up there. You're in this altered state, and you're just guided to the people who are probably the most ill in that audience, right? You're just drawn to them.
They go to them.
They do.
They will go out, and they'll be speaking in languages. But I also tap on everybody normally, and I'll tell different people, you know, right hand, left hand, right hand, meaning you're someone they would want to pick. And then I'll pick the people with their arms across that they'll want to bring up. And then, but this workshop's very special because we'll be doing, everybody in the room will be having an awakening. You know, I'll be tapping their crown chakras and doing laying on hands. So it'll be very special. And, but on my website, you can learn more about me and my process. And,
TheHealingTrilogy.com. Mm-hmm. Also, you can get tickets on my website as well for this March 24th event, which mm-hmm. is NewRealities.com. You could look under events. You'll see a picture of Kimberly there. She also does privates and private Skypes.
And I'll be at the new...
New Living Expo? Is that the New Living
Expo? New Living Expo in San Mateo in April.
She'll be at New Living Expo in April. She'll also be at the New Life Expo the weekend of March 17th, 18th, and 19th. She'll be on a panel. She'll be doing lectures and a workshop there as well. So there's many opportunities, no matter where you are in the country, to see Kimberly Meredith, because it's different than the way than other healers. You're not just an energy healer.
No, I'm a trans medium and healer both together, and they have a mission to teach you how to embrace the healing and actually learn to heal yourself too, and witness other people being healed. And it really is a sort of kind of remarkable for me also, because every time I go out and do my work, I'm learning from it also. And I'm sort of sitting back and watching these miraculous miracles happen at the same time. And it's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, just to kind of show people listening, we're going to do a demonstration. Someone's going to call in who I know, and maybe won't give the name, but she has some situations, and you don't know anything about her, right?
No, I don't know her.
And we're going to see if you can diagnose some of that. And do you send healing? Would you send healing during this interview, or what would you do?
I do Skypes a lot. I do scans, and mm-hmm. I find through my blinking eyes, I will go through her body, and I'll do, you know, the left eye, right eye. The left eye will mean things are good. The right eye means not. And I go back like an Edgar Casey. It could be something she had from many years ago, a bump on her head yesterday, and they'll tell me just everything that goes on really fast. And then I can do a scalar energy healing from Skype. Yeah.
So
I just went to meet Dr. Norm Shealy. I did some testing there.
Yes.
And he's a really great neuroscientist.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time with him, and we did a lot of testing, and that was super cool. Mm-hmm.
Norm Shealy, because I was there, said that Kimberly has scalar wave energy that, in a way, transcends time and space. You know, so you send your energy out.
Yeah, and I do the healings through Skype, and if she's willing to accept that, then we could do that too with her today.
We'll talk about that a little bit, about people willing to accept the energy, because if they're not willing, then there's not much you could do with them.
It's interesting. You know, some people will come out and if they're skeptical or whatever, but through the chanting and praying, my eyes will know, my right eye will blink, this person is just not accepting it. Mm-hmm. And then the left eye will blink, they are. And when I'm praying or I'm chanting and then all of a sudden they surrender over. So they could all of a sudden have a switch right between the middle mm-hmm. of the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
that's great.
But it is, yeah, it is about really surrendering over and being a believer.
Okay.
And it does work.
And now as a sample of Kimberly's work and her ability to heal, she's going to do a session on my friend Jody. And as she goes through it, we're going to listen along and see how she actually does this. Of course, it's a lot different in person. So here it is.
So how I do the scan is I would have you sit there first like this, and then you would stand to do the whole body. So when I'm scanning you, I'll be saying left eye, right eye, left eye, right eye. And then I'll ask you, is this correct or that correct or that correct? And then I need to know if you can communicate back and forth with me.
Okay, we're going to start. She's going to start scanning you.
Okay, so let's have you move your hair back. Okay, so what you do is you breathing in and out really aggressively, like... Ha. Ha.
Ha.
There you go.
Ha.
She's on.
Ha.
Putting your arms open like that. There you go. Good. Left eye. Left eye. Left eye. Left eye. Left eye. Left eye. Good job. Ha. Like that. Left eye.
Ha.
Good job.
Ha.
Left eye.
Ha.
Left eye.
Ha.
Okay, let's have you turn your neck to the side. Turn your neck to the side. Thank you. Right eye. Turn your neck to the other side. Left eye. Okay, let's have you stand up. Thank you. Okay, you'll have to back up a little bit.
So I can,
see your chest.
Let me turn now because I'm on a different...
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, that's a good shot. Yeah, that's good.
I can't see
you.
You
go back. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I can see you now. Thank you. Right eye, right eye, right eye. Okay, so keep your breathing going as much as you can. Just keep breathing, 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 breathing really fast if you can. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Good job. Good job. Okay, now you can breathe normal now. Good job. Okay, just keep connecting, and you can be like just relaxing, thinking of beautiful thoughts, that you're love and you're light. Maybe moving forward a little bit. I can't see the bottom of your legs, but I can scan through the computer. Right eye on your left leg. Right eye on your left foot, right eye on your left knee, right eye on your left hip, right eye on your uterus, right eye on your left ovary, right eye. So the more you breathe in and out, I can go right through your body. So just keep breathing. Good job. I am strong. I am love, and I am light. Good job, Jody. I am strong. I am love. I am light. Okay, let's have you turn around, and I can look at your back now. Thank you. I am strong. I am love. I am light. Let's keep saying these words to yourself or out loud.
I am strong. I am love.
I am strong.
Okay. Negative blink in your lower back a little bit in the sacrum. And good job. Ha. And then spine. Okay, so let's have you, I'm going to have you sit in a chair so I can scan your brain and your head just to make sure you're looking at your head, your skull. And I'll just scan the back of your head. Yeah, I'll just scan the back of your head.
Hold on. I'm going to go on the floor for a second so you can see me there. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, so I'm scanning the back of your head. I'm getting negative links. Sorry. I don't know. They're telling me you may have gotten bumped in the back of your head. So I'm getting a negative link here. C2, C3, C4, C5, C6 in the back of your neck. Right in your hormone area. Getting a negative blink down by the C6. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of negative blinks in the back of your spine, but in the back of your head, getting a negative blink on the back of your skull. Getting a negative blink off your right ear, which I don't know if it's bothering the hearing in your left ear, which is maybe might be bouncing off to the left ear, but there's something going on with the right ear. But can you breathe out more and kind of go, ha! Ha! A little bit more, Jody. Go, ha! Yeah, I don't know why my teeth kind of want to chatter. I mean, there's like something happened to the back of your head over towards the right. So put your hand and take it on the back of your head. Yeah. Okay, let's turn back around. Okay, so let's talk about where I found some things happening. Let me look at you again. Standing up again, real quick, let me go over your pancreas. She's wearing all black, so it's really hard. No, it's fine. I can do it. It's fine. Just moving closer to me. Thank you, honey. So scanning your breast again, left. I get a right eye blink over the left breast, which could be your heart or your lung. Maybe you have some asthma or something. Something with the...
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, so let's just a little bit louder to confirm things. So, lung, I'm getting a right eye blink. You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Going through your pancreas, I don't get anything negative in your pancreas. Liver, I get good. Appendix... I don't get that it's taken out.
No.
No organs out. I do get a negative blink in your uterus. I get a negative blink on your left. Something may have happened on the...
Uterus?
What? Yes, right there.
I have a fibroid, a little one.
Absolutely, right there. So we get a thumbs up on that. Going down on your leg, Jody, I get something with the knee. On the left side. Something with the left leg. I don't know why. Even the right one.
The right? The
yeah.
Left. I'm getting the weird.
The right and the left. I'm getting chills. Something's going on with the leg. The legs and knees.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hurt my back the other day, so I think my spine... I think my whole alignment is a little out because I hurt my back.
Actually, Jody, don't tell me anything. You're going to go into your back or anything like that because I'm not done telling you everything yet. So I get blinks going down your lower sacrum. I get blinks in your C2, C3, C4, C5, C6. In your C6, there's a hormonal imbalance coming off the back of you. When I go into your skull, you absolutely had something happen in the back of your head. Something is bothering your right ear, and I don't know about the hearing. When I go, can you come forward a little bit more to me? Because I'm losing your face right now. I can't see your face. But when I go into your face, if you sit down for 1 second, you're quite beautiful. Hold your hair back. I don't like the fact I'm getting negative blinks. When you turn your neck, getting a negative blink on, go to the other side too. One more time, please, the other side. The other side again. Yeah, I'm getting negative blinks on the left side. With your teeth,
on the left side, something happened on that side of your jaw, on this side of your teeth.
I've been having work done.
They're telling me that because of them doing the work here, this is going down into her artery. They don't like it. And that's gone into the chest too. And something happened to the back. They're chattering the teeth and getting chills. Something also happened to the back of the head. Are you getting chiropractic adjustments?
I need one. I just
don't need one?
No.
Because that could really get you some inflammation in your skull. So that could hurt your head. So if you do get them, it's causing inflammation in the head, your brain.
I don't get them very often. Yeah.
There's some inflammation going on in the back of the head that's not good right now back here. So I got a negative blink in your back of your head.
Can I ask?
Go ahead. Yeah, you can talk now.
One of the things I'm noticing is lately I can't remember certain words. Could that be related?
Yeah, there's inflammation back here in the head.
Yeah, I feel it.
So doing a chiropractic, you could have a stroke. You don't want to do the chiropractic right here.
Well, can I tell you something that's going on with me that you picked out? And you said lung. So inflammation related to my ear. So it's all here and here and here.
Ear and your lung, yes.
The bronchial air, breathing, respiratory.
Yes, right away they went there.
And you had also said, I think, well, my back has been out for like a week. My whole alignment and all back and my back line is where I pulled.
So you're saying that the guides got your lungs, your back, your neck, your sinuses. Correct.
Here.
Yes.
Here.
So let's do a healing on you. We're going to rub your hands together. Pull in some energy. Let's take your hands. Yes. Do you accept the healing today?
Yes, I do. Accept
the healing. Let's put your hands around your throat, and we're going to take the energy off of your throat. We're going to do this and just throw it off of you. And we'll say, I accept the Holy Spirit. And through accepting the Holy Spirit.
And through accepting the Holy Spirit.
I am healed. And just throw it off of your body. Ha! Good. I'm in the 12th dimension. And being in the 12th dimension, I am completely healed.
Being in the 12th dimension, I am completely healed.
Good. Take your hand and put it on your... Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed art thou, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for us now. Pray for us now. Holy Mother Mary, pray for us now. Pray for us now. And just see the beautiful, miraculous Mother Mary's beautiful holy water just draping all over your body right now and accepting the beautiful healing coming over your body right now, Jody. Just keep accepting it. Hashem, 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 Hashem. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And keep rubbing your hands. Do it again. Rubbing your hands again, really hot. Putting it around your throat. Good. Washing it off your body just like this. Go all the way down to where your fibroid area is too. Holy, 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 holy. I am healed.
Holy, 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 holy.
I am healed with this beautiful Christ light all through my body. I am in the 12th dimension.
Christ light.
I am in the 12th dimension. Look in my eyes.
In the 12th dimension.
Look in my eyes, Jody. Look in my eyes.
I am in the 12th dimension.
I love being in the 12th dimension.
I love being in the 12th dimension.
I love being in the 12th dimension.
I am healed.
So be it. Good. Keep breathing. I'm accepting the healing today with all my angels and all the beautiful spiritual guides that are healing me and loving me.
Accepting today and all the beautiful and the spirits.
You'll have to meet me when I get to New York, and I'll pray on you when I see you in New York.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Satnam.
How do you feel, Jody?
Feel very, very clear. Energy vibration going through me. A lot of cool energy moving through my body. I feel it's still continuing. I work with those guides, so, you know, Christ and Mary and all of them, the Holy Spirit. So I'm in alignment with what you're doing, and I love it. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I hope I get to see you when I get to New York. The guides really came in, found what they wanted to find on you. And, yeah, I hope to meet you when I get there.
How do your lungs?
It's okay.
How do your lungs feel?
Yes, I'm up and down my spine. I'm still feeling energy moving up and down. It's actually moving down more than up. So, but it's a lot of clear and cleaning kind of energy. It feels like very pure. Yeah, I'm doing stuff at the expo as well. So I'll meet you there. We'll talk, and then, you know, hopefully, you know, so I'll come to see your thing as well.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much. Much love.
Thank you, Jody. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay. Hey, Kimberly, how did that go? I know you got a lot right on her body. So what was it for you?
It was fine. It was good.
Yes. And I know the sound was a little off and on, but I think she said she experienced a great healing, right?
Yeah. Well, the guides went into Jody and they found the accuracy of the things that she was experiencing. And she seemed to accept the healing quite well. And I'll probably meet her in New York, which will be great. And we can do further work. And I felt that the session went quite good with them finding everything, especially with the teeth. A lot of times when we get work done on our teeth, it does affect our arteries on the side of our neck and can go in even to causing problems with our lungs. So it's really important to be on good probiotics and to boost our immune system when we're having dental work.
So would people listening to this also have a healing if they were listening?
And I have a CD. I have a meditational CD that's really great on my website. That was the first one I've ever channeled. And a lot of times people, after they have a healing, they go and they pick up my meditational CD. And you can listen to that after a healing and listen, you know, 5 minutes a day of chanting Om. A lot of times people just meditate in silence, but I feel kirtan music, oming and chant, doesn't even have to be my CD, but raises your vibration in your body. Music is a great way of raising the vibration and connecting to God. And this is really, even Edgar Cayce spoke about that. And everything Edgar Cayce spoke about is coming to reality right now.
So how do people get your CDs?
On my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
So you can get one of those healing meditation trilogy CDs, and then you can actually experience a little bit of that healing energy from Kimberly Meredith.
Yes, it is on there, and I am oming and singing a little bit. Okay. My voice isn't the greatest, but the first two tracks is I'm channeling meditational words, spoken word, and then the last track I am singing Oms and Hail Marys and Hashems.
So in New York, you're going to do something like what you just demonstrated here for the audience in a way, or will it be something?
It'll be a little bit like that and even more intense, yes.
But for everyone in the audience, or will you call up individuals too?
We're doing individuals, and then everybody will get a chance to have their awakening, their crown chakras, their palms, and then they'll be laying hands on other people too.
So you'll be scanning the audience, and those people who are sick, they will come up, and you will do your energy angelic healing, and then...
And then we may even have some questions and answers for people to ask questions in the audience too. The class is 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing a lot.
Okay. Yes, it's going to be a great, great class. You could sign up on my website.
Yes, we're having an early bird special right now.
Yes, we are.
And then in a couple of weeks, we'll probably be raising it up a little bit.
So
right now, it's an early bird special.
$65 right now if you sign up. You can sign up on my website, newrealities.com, or on thehealingtrilogy.com under events. And you can get a ticket for the Bhakti Center. That's March 24th, 2018, from 7 to 11
Woo-hoo!
p.m. And it's okay. I think we're going to have a really good session there because Kimberly likes New York. She likes
I love New York.
She likes the energy in New York. So just a little bit to wrap up here. You mentioned Edgar Cayce. You work with – tell me who you're working with as your you know, human type of connection. Edgar Cayce is our guide.
I have lots of different, I call them my team that come through. Edgar is one of them, Mary Baker Eddy, and the Angelic Realm, and Einstein. And
Einstein is one of your
yeah, I love Albert has been with me from the beginning.
Mm.
And you know, there's just yeah.
Can you great. Can you send just a little energy to the audience? Can you just
right
do
now?
A little prayer and blessing, please?
Yes,
do a little
and
blessing.
Mother Mary is going to send a blessing right now to everybody. So we'll take a couple deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. We'll all say we are in the fifth dimension. We're in the fifth dimension.
We're in the fifth dimension.
And in that being, we are in the fifth dimension, we are healed. Spiritually, we are love, we are light, and we have peace on earth. Holy, 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 Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And we are in the divine presence of the Holy One. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your time, for your energy, for your gifts here. What you're bringing to planet Earth as part of the energetic upliftment of the planet. And I'm sure everyone listening on BBS Radio really appreciates all the things you've, in a way, you've sacrificed yourself, haven't you? I mean, it's like you're not a normal person, are you? You don't have a regular, like, life. You're not like everyone else. Like, right? I mean, you're a little different. In a good way, right?
No, yes, I do this. I pray like probably 80 hours per week on people, and I live this way, and I work for the Holy One, and I love to serve, and this is my life, and this is good. You know, my eyes, I follow what my eyes tell me to do, and. Mm-hmm. This is a good way to be.
Good. No, I think you're doing
yes.
a great job. Thank you for
thank
all.
Thank you for having me here. And thank you, Alan, for your service.
Thank you. I try to do whatever comes to me to do. So I've been talking to Kimberly Meredith, who is a medical intuitive, a healer. She does energetic scans and, you know, bring in some special energy.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that I feel very positive for our whole entire country and the world that everybody is shifting. I've seen so much in the last just few years that I've been doing this, so much, many people moving in a more positive direction, and I'm really excited about seeing more of this, and so many people have been coming to me and doing more service work and I'm excited about seeing more of this happening too. And I don't know how you feel about that.
I feel great.
You see it too?
No, I think there are some hard times out there, but
yeah,
I think there's an
absolutely, but I do see a shift.
I think there's an upliftment, and we just have to go through this little bumpy period, but I think we're going to come out the other side.
Yeah.
Very together, very whole and happy, and we just have to kind of ground into our true energies, you know? We can't let things throw us off.
Right, right. That's all I'm saying. Just to end this, I was saying that I'm excited about coming to Bhakti to see more people, help them, enlighten them to the 12th dimension, and seeing that that helps with that moving forward.
Right. So we'll be seeing you at the Bhakti Center. It's New York City, March 24th, 7 p.m. Look online, New Realities, or thehealingtrilogy.com. Kimberly will also be at the New Life Expo, March 17th, 18th, and 19th. Look on that schedule, New Life Expo, New York City. She'll be in San Mateo, end of April. What's that called? The Conscious Living Expo?
New Living Expo.
The New Living Expo. Another bunch of appearances. She's also doing special evening in New York, part of the expo, on the Monday following that. There's so many things. And, of course, you can always reach her online. I've done a great YouTube series with her and Norm Shealy together. So a lot of information about her. Tap into the energies that are now coming to the planet. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Alan, for having me on. You're amazing.
Okay, whatever. It's Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thanks for listening. Thanks, all those people out there.
Thank you.
Willing to be receptive. And thank you, Portal to Ascension, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Neil.
And in our conclusion, we can end with Sanat Kaur, by thy grace. Thank you for listening tonight.
It's by thy grace that I see, is by thy grace that I see, is by thy grace that I see your holy name. Is by thy grace is by thy grace that I feel, is by thy grace that I feel your holy name. Someday the day shall come when all the glory shall be thine. your whole